This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And libertarians disagree a lot on whether or not voting is acceptable.
They do. And it also varies depending on the type and style of voting. And by that I mean, are you voting for, say, a president versus, you know, your local mayor, you know, that kind of a thing.
Right. Because I vote in local elections. But when it comes to presidential votes, it's a throwaway, right? Like, I voted for John McAfee in 2016 in the state of Mississippi, by the way, as a write-in.
All right.
And they throw all write-in votes into the trash. So I knew when I went that it was completely pointless. I don't even know why I did it.
Wait,
in hindsight.
Do they literally, like, take, you know, the paper and throw it into a can? I mean,
well, they don't count them. They just delete them.
Then why even?
Why did I even bother to go?
No. I mean, like, as an organization, why even, like, have a thing? Why waste? There's got to be paperwork or posting. Did you mail it in? Did you go?
I went. Mississippi is really screwed up in how it handles voting. There are only the electronic machines.
Okay.
The very easy to rig, easy to manipulate machines. There's no paper record of your vote whatsoever.
Huh.
So for all you know, you write in John McAfee and it puts you down for Donald Trump or whoever.
Right, Mickey Mouse or whatever, right? Yeah.
There's no way of knowing because there's no way of auditing it. It's completely screwed up, and I was not a fan of it. I like the paper ballots here in New Hampshire so much better.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't intend to vote for anyone for president in 2020 because that legitimizes the system that I want to dissolve.
It's really ironic for me. Ironic, I don't know if that's the right word. But prior to sort of coming out of the fog of statism, as I like to call it, about 10 or 11 years ago or so, I didn't vote for a president. And in fact, I didn't really vote for even, you know, local, you know, politicians, mayors, you know, that kind of a thing, sheriff, et cetera, and so on. It was just because politics disgusts me, right? Whenever I see politicians, I get this sense, if you will, that they're used car salesmen. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been to a used car sales lot and met a shady used car salesman, right? The atypical, you know, the stereotype, right?
Oh, I was 18, I bought a used Camaro from one of these. Yeah. So you get, I have indeed dealt with one of these sleazy people.
So that's how I've just always felt about politicians in general. You can just smell the lies, right? You can smell the, I'm in it for me. You can smell the, you know, whatever you want to call it. It just, you know, it feels wrong. And so when I did come out of the fog of statism, I realized that, you know, even democracy is forcing your preference on other people, right? 51% telling the other 49 what they can and can't do. And so if we say things like, you know, it's never okay to force your preference upon another individual, well, voting is a mechanism that does just that. And so if you subscribe to the non-aggression principle, it makes sense for me. I have the logic that says, okay, I'm not going to aggress on other people, and therefore I'm not going to vote because it forces my preference upon other people, or at least attempts to, right? If I vote a certain way, oh, this person is going to, you know, make these other people have to do this thing. Well, then I'm guilty of aggressing upon those people. So that's how I see it.
I would agree, and this is why I prefer the concept of voting with the dollar or voting with the wallet, however one wishes to characterize it.
Yes.
Except that can also become aggression in itself if you have enough money and other people don't have enough, right? If you control 51% of the money supply, which extremely unlikely without a state making that true in the first place, but you could, through economic means alone, coerce and manipulate people. And essentially aggress against them, because coercion is aggression.
Right, and especially if it's, you know, government money, right, as opposed to any other kind of currency that you might decide to use.
Right. And that's a problem, I think, that a lot of anarcho-capitalists don't want to deal with, is the reality that money can indeed be used as a tool of aggression.
It can, and particularly government money, right? Because, I mean,
it's harder with, like, Bitcoin, but even so, if Satoshi Nakamoto had wanted to, he could have given himself 51% of all Bitcoin.
Right.
You know?
But what I like about the cryptos, of course, is that there is choice. There's thousands of cryptocurrencies now. So, you know, if one gets manipulated in such a way that it becomes coercive, or some whale gets a hold of, you know, the majority of one type of cryptocurrency, everybody can just go to another one. You can't do that with state-sponsored currencies, right?
Right.
The other thing about state-sponsored currencies is none of them are backed by anything, right? I think probably the geographic area known as the United States of America had, past tense, had one of the best ideas, and that was the gold-backed currency, right? Here, we'll give you a piece of paper, but if you bring this piece of paper to a bank, we'll give you that amount of gold.
Yeah.
It was basically an IOU for a set quantity of gold.
Which is the way that banks are supposed to operate, you know, because you can't carry around.
We're long past that. I mean, not in our lifetimes. We've never seen that. We might see something like a currency collector. Here, look, it's an actual silver note, right? The silver certificates.
Well, there's also the Utah gold packs that you can buy now.
Right. And I have a couple of those, and they are really cool.
Yes, they are. But
they are really
no
cool.
One accepts them. I have yet to try to, like, go into a store and spend them, but that's because the face value of the currency is significantly out of proportion to its dollar value.
Right, right. The smallest one is the 1/1,000th, and it's worth, like, what, $3 right now or something like that?
Something like that. I think the 5 is worth, like, 15, 20?
Yeah. And it'll fluctuate with the price of gold, of course, you know, in the USD. But my point about the state-sponsored currencies is that the only thing it's backed by is the full force and violence of the military.
Yes.
That's how it gets its value. People are like, well, I don't like cryptocurrency because it's not backed by anything. Well, do you want your currency to be backed by violence, murder? Right?
You know,
because that's the currency you're currently using.
I was out at the bar one night with some friends, and we were discussing Bitcoin, because anytime I'm around, the conversation of Bitcoin usually happens at some point in some manner. And she says that she doesn't believe in Bitcoin. So I was like, well, I don't know what you mean.
As if Bitcoin's like right. Santa Claus or something.
Like, the Bitcoin just paid for everybody's drinks, but let's go with it. What do you mean? And she's like, well, it's not backed by anything. I was like, well, neither is the USD. And you could almost see her inability to reconcile that reality because of the statism stronghold in her mind, saying, no, I believe my government backs my money, so I'm just going to believe that.
Yeah. Well, and as happens to many people who try to talk about subjects, they simply regurgitate whatever it is they've been fed. This happens on a weekly basis with sports ball. Right? So, and I do pay attention to some sports ball. I have a favorite team, et cetera, and so on. But when I get into discussions with other sports ball people, because I read a bunch, right, I hear them saying exactly what all of the writers around sports ball and the reporters around sports ball have said. And all they're doing is regurgitating those facts and figure, or those opinions, more importantly, right, because that's what they've been fed. And it changes exactly when the reporters change their, you know, narrative, right? And so it's amazing. You can see and hear the brainwashing, right? And the same thing goes for voting, right?
Right?
Particularly with the presidential election and in an election year, right? You can week by week, day by day, have political conversations with folks who are Republicans, Democrats, undecided, or whatever it is. They're paying attention to the circus that is the presidential campaigns, and they do the same thing. They regurgitate whatever the reporters have fed them, right? They watch the news at night, they read the paper in the morning, or their favorite blog website you know, whatever it is, and they just regurgitate whatever what was fed to them the day before, the week before.
Well, that's how the Russia story, the collusion story, got so popular in the first place, is people just, you know, regurgitating that. What amazes me is that there are young Democrats out there who honestly believe that President Sanders would cancel all college student debt. Do you believe that? Let us know. I want to know why you're so insane. 855-450-3733.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Balance of nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking them about 7.5 years ago. It was right after I lost my husband. My husband passed away. I was grieving so bad I wasn't eating at all. I mean, I just didn't care. And so I heard the advertisements on the radio, and I thought, well, my family's upset about me. I got to get myself straight, and I started taking them. So I always say they kind of saved my life, you know. They gave me back my life. I would say that.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And the captain.
And I want to tell you about the Edge Wallet. It's the mobile wallet that I use. In fact, I have been using Coinami to make payments in my day-to-day life here at places that accept cryptocurrency. But lately, I've removed Coinami from the rotation and just used the Edge Wallet because I got kind of sick of having to enter my enormous password every time I wanted to send money with Coinami. And with the Edge Wallet, it's just a quick swipe to the left and you're done. It's wonderful. It's available for both iOS and Android. It allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrency. It's user-controlled. You always have your money. You know, it's not like one of those Coinbase wallets or something like that. It's always your money fully. So if you are ridiculous and you throw away your password or whatever, you lost your own money, but
yeah,
it's still your money to lose. So it supports Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. It's got a veteran team that's been working on it since 2014, so go check it out. Again, that's edge.app, or look it up on the Google Play or Apple stores.
I'm not going to waste our listeners' time bashing Coinbase's wallet, but it does suck. It's a horrible wallet. I've attempted to pay for something locally with it, and it just wasn't happening. And I had to send myself Bitcoin from my Coinbase app to my Edge wallet before I could make my purchase.
I haven't used Coinbase essentially since I got to New Hampshire.
It's a horrible app.
Yeah, there are better ways to get cryptocurrency for me now. But when I was in Mississippi, that was the only real option. And I was a fan of Coinbase, even knowing that they rolled over ultimately and gave the information to the IRS that the IRS wanted, because Coinbase was providing a valuable service to the cryptocurrency community.
Yes.
They were the gatekeepers.
Yes.
They protected the normal people, the grandmothers, from things like Stellar and other and Dogecoin and things like that they wouldn't understand. They go in to buy Bitcoin. Coinbase had only Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin.
Right.
Major coins, well known in the cryptocurrency community and some progress in the wider world. But now they've added support for all sorts of crap.
Yeah. Well, and they've gone full KYC. So when I signed up for Coinbase, they had no KYC whatsoever. It was literally first name, last name, email address, you know, that kind of thing. And then, oh, if you wanted to buy over a certain limit, then they might ask you for some more information or to, quote, verify, unquote, your account or whatever. But the progress from there just went downhill to where there is absolutely no privacy. They're as bad as a bank as far as I'm concerned with all of that kind of stuff. Don't get me wrong. I still have a Coinbase account because it's still the easiest way to turn fiat into crypto, you know, in a jiffy, if you will. I have more options now that I'm here, of course, but, you know.
I can assist you with that at any time.
I understand, and I'm sure that will happen more often than not, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's 4 in the morning. I need, you know, okay, I can make it happen.
That's the only reason I still have my Coinbase account is if I'm like 0.1 Bitcoin Cash short of what I need to complete a sale or something.
But I do, like, make an effort to keep most of my crypto off of their platform because when it is on their platform, you don't own your keys. And if it's not your keys, it's not your money.
Well, let's go to the phones. We got Robert calling from Bellis Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
So the other day I was on and I didn't get a chance to finish. There was another subject I want to bring up. The captain was there, but it ended, and I think it was probably towards the end of the hour. But it was a story that came out of Kentucky. The then former governor, Matt Bivens, you know, he lost the race. I think, I don't know if it was this year or last year, whatever it was. But he went ahead, before he left, he went ahead and he pardoned and gave out commutations to hundreds and hundreds of inmates. Did you guys catch that at all?
I did not.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this.
Yeah, it's the story is like,
I mean, to me, that's great. Pardon everyone.
Well, it should burn the prisons. Everyone, but the state of Kentucky, you know, the people that are there, they're really in an uproar about what this guy did.
Well, but, state is going to state.
But, you know, the interesting thing is that this guy said he went through, you know, all of these files and stuff like that and just found that, I mean, a lot of interesting things. You know, like one case he talked about a little bit where, you know, the evidence was just not there. It was just only what people said that this person did.
Yeah, real quick, I just pulled up an article from NPR, National Public Radio, that is, NPR.org. On his way out, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin pardons murderers, rapists, and hundreds more. That's the headline.
But, I mean, he should have pardoned everyone, in my opinion.
He should have. And some of the people that he pardoned, you know, were people that have been out for, you know, 20, 30 years. So what difference does that make? You know,
so
he should pardon everyone.
I mean, wouldn't that eliminate their criminal record?
Well, I mean, from what I understand, it gives a person a whole brand new life. Their record is completely wiped clean. You know, they're not a felon. You know, they don't, you know.
I'm not hearing a downside.
I don't hear I mean, it used to be, of course, I wasn't around then, but like back in the 1800s, if you did like a stint 5 years for like a bank robbery, when you got out, you know, after a year of being out, you know, you were pardoned by the governor in any one of the states. Now it's just, it's not like that anymore.
But we have a lot more people in prison now, largely because of the drug war. But the prison population has been climbing consistently since since at least the start of the drug war.
Exactly. And you know, this is, a lot of this was caused, you know, because of Nancy Reagan and, you know, pushing, you know, legalization harder on marijuana and stuff like that. And now we're finding out that, you know, cannabis is, you know, it's healthy for you and it does a lot of wonderful things, but it's those kind of things. They're victimless crimes.
Yeah, I remember Nancy Reagan's Just Say No campaign.
Yeah,
it was very prevalent back in my youth.
I mean, that works really well up until the person is 13 years old.
This particular...
That I understand, but I mean, depending on how much you read into this in terms of what he said on Twitter, you know, a lot of the things that he said was, you know, that it was what people said that someone did.
Well, and this seems to me, and I've just only sort of breezed over this article presented by NPR, and, you know, everybody's got their own agenda when they publish things like this, but if it were me, I would have pardoned all of the nonviolent criminals.
Yep.
You know, there's something to be said for, a convicted child rapist to remain in, you know, a prison for reasons, that kind of a thing. But this seems to me, because he didn't do that, more like he's just hurling a giant middle finger in the air at his opponent in the political race.
Which I'm totally fine with. I mean, if you want to give your opponent the middle finger by pardoning a bunch of people, I mean, by all means. Anyway, when we get back here in a moment, we're going to talk about reasons why you should not vote. Why voting is aggression. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvaney ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While participating in a roundtable discussion with governors at the White House, President Trump discusses a possible trade deal with China.
The deal with China is a massive deal from a manufacturing standpoint, but the farmers, I guess, maybe will be the biggest beneficiary of all. You see that already. Yes. And China's already started to buy. I told them 4 or 5 weeks ago it looked like we were going to get to a deal. I said, start buying now. You got to start buying now, and they did. And they were doing a lot of business with the farmers in China. Mm-hmm. And so the deal will be finalized over the next couple of weeks. It's actually translation is the biggest thing. The deal is finished, but the translation is very important. I said, make sure you have the right translators because you can lose a lot with bad translation.
The House Rules Committee will meet on Tuesday to set procedures for the impeachment debate in the full House, which is expected on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And L, Captain Kickass.
And I love local.bitcoin.com. I rarely shut up about it, really. Every single day.
I'm told you're the top dog over yonder.
I am. I am the top seller in the world.
Well done.
Local.bitcoin.com. It's a trading platform that allows people to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using a bunch of different payment methods. Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Google Pay, remittances, bank deposits, meeting in person with cash, and a bunch of others. It's a really long list. And there is no KYC, no know your customer policies. You can just sign up with an email address and immediately get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. It's really simple. They actually care about your privacy. All communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, and the keys to the chat get destroyed 7 days after the sale is completed.
That's awesome.
It is. I absolutely love it. And what we've discovered recently is that they don't just do that. They appear to also flush your wallet addresses
from time to time.
Yeah. So they don't have a record of how much Bitcoin Cash I've moved through their system.
Taking a lesson from the VPN providers, right, who do all that. They purge all their logs every X amount of days or whatever, right? Yeah.
It does get frustrating because I do kind of need to keep a record of that sort of thing. But it's just a little bit more front-end work on my part.
Yeah.
So go check it out, local.bitcoin.com. Get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. Don't be looking at it in 5 years saying, oh, I wish I had bought Bitcoin Cash back when it was $200. Well, go buy it, like right now, local.bitcoin.com. It's a fantastic site. So we're talking about reasons not to vote, coming to us from notbeinggoverned.com. The first reason is that if one votes, one participates. If one participates, one condones and endorses the process, and subsequently, what those elected representatives do and say in your name.
Right. This is for the people who say, well, you know, if you don't vote, you can't complain. Well, it's the exact opposite of that. Like, if you voted, you can't complain because you voted, you participated. I, on the other hand, the guy who didn't vote, I can complain all day and night because I didn't participate. And I can look and laugh at all you other bastards who did participate and go, hey, you wanted a ruler, you got one.
Yeah, yeah. For people who don't vote, it's like, look, man, I was just going on about my life, and you did this thing, and you imposed your rule upon me. I can complain about that, yes.
Yes, absolutely. And you would be well within your rights. However, if you voted and you didn't get your preferred ruler of choice, then you literally have no right to complain in that instance.
Well, number two, electoral promises are meaningless because politicians are able to lie to gain the favor of the electorate and then do exactly what they want once they have it. Well, duh. Who was it that said that the Republic was doomed as soon as people realized they could vote themselves money?
Oh, I don't remember, but I remember I've heard that quote before. Yes.
And then here comes Bernie Sanders and Andrew Yang. Bernie Sanders, of course, is trying to convince young people all around the country that he is going to actually wipe out student loan debt.
Yeah, and I heard, what the hell is that bastard's name? Tom Steyer, right?
This guy is so funny.
He's like, hey, there's very few women in your political structure, you know, Congress, senators, et cetera, and so on. And there's very few people of color, you know, brown, black, yellow, whatever. However, vote for me, an old white guy, and I will change all of that. Like, if you don't smell the BS coming off that hot steaming pile of garbage, then something's wrong with your schnoz.
I absolutely have to find that video now because that sounds... I mean, I've seen him, like, in Facebook ads when I'm just, like, scrolling through my feed or whatever, but I just ignore them and keep scrolling because that's the only context in which I've heard about the guy in the first place.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like he's not Tulsi Gabbard here, who I would vote for... Let me clarify my position on this because some people don't get it. I would not vote for her in the presidential election. Because I don't believe in imposing rulers on other people. I would, however, vote for her in the Democratic primary, and I intend to. And the reason for that is because if other people are going to impose a ruler upon me, and I have the option to choose which of those rulers it's going to be, I'm going to attempt to do that. I'm not imposing my will on anyone, because I'm not voting for the president. I'm just voting for who we'll get the presidential nomination. And it won't be Tulsi Gabbard anyway, so it's still just me throwing away my vote.
Yeah, that's true. And then we've got, what's her name? Oh, the hated Elizabeth Warren, right?
Yes.
She's doing this thing now where she's like, I'm going to give everybody who collects Social Security a $200 a month raise, and I'm going to do it by taxing the richest 2%, right? And it's like... yeah, you know, every time that's been tried, that not only has that not happened, but it's not even necessary. How about you just reduce the amount of money you put into the giant murdering behemoth known as the military by like 1% and give everybody a $500 a month increase, because that's more doable than what she is proposing.
I mean, they know what will happen, right? If they attempt to tax billionaires, they know what billionaires will do. What they always do, they will put their money in offshore bank accounts.
Yeah. Or finance the competition to that person who's promising to tax them, right? how am I going to best make use of my political dollar? I'm going to give it to the person that's not running on a campaign to tax me more, right? Because that's how billionaires think.
Yeah. And if all else fails, maybe they'll buy crypto.
Well, and, you know, we hear a bunch of lies, right? We heard, you know, Trump going to drain the swamp and, you know, all
well,
that kind of crap.
Well, the best one was Obama coming out as this largely anti-war candidate. And I realize because of his behavior in office, a lot of people have forgotten that. But, yes, the reason that we, because I did vote for him in 2008 back when I was a statist, the reason that we voted for him was because he was supposed to fix our foreign policy. He was supposed to end the wars, right? It wasn't because we were mad at Wall Street. That came later.
Every president in the history of presidents since I've been alive has increased the number of bombs and the amount of military and how much murder is committed in the name of the, quote, citizens, unquote, of the United States of America.
See, I was young and naive then. I actually owe Barack Obama a huge debt of gratitude.
Nice.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do that all the time, so you're forgiven.
Because he was the reason that I realized that politicians are just going to lie.
Well, my favorite mindless Obamaton lie, and that's a lie told by Barack Obama during his campaign, was the whole, a lot of folks aren't going to remember this because you're brainwashed into forgetting it 2 weeks after it happens.
Right.
His bit about whenever a bill comes across my desk, I'm going to put it online and you're going to be able to see it, you know, for 30 days before it's put up for a vote, which never happened. Right. And when I mention this to people who voted for Obama, they're like, that didn't happen. And then like, no, you just go Google it. There it is. You know, it's right there.
I believe it. And Trump promised to drain the swamp and build the wall and all of this other nonsense.
And didn't both Obama and Trump claim that they were going to close Guantanamo?
Yes. Well, Barack Obama promised that he was going to, and he never did.
Right.
And that was the lie that he produced that I'm most angry about him breaking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, the United States military is torturing people there, holding them illegally. And Barack Obama promised to stop that. And he had the opportunity and the power to stop it.
There were so many people upset about Guantanamo. What happened to those people? Where did they go? They're not loud about it now. It's not even an issue, apparently.
Well, it's like the anti-war movement. You know, there used to be a lot of people who were upset about Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah.
What happened to them?
Yeah, where did they go? Why are they not still upset?
Do you know where the anti-war movement went? I don't. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or if you want clearer qualities, you can sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us by going to the Discord lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind using our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in free of aggression. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And the artist currently and formerly? Wait, no. Can it be both?
It might as well be.
Anyway, I'm Captain Kickass.
Esquire. Captain, the Reverend.
We've got more show to do. I'll vamp on it a little bit.
So we've been talking about reasons not to vote, because doesn't the Free State Project kind of require libertarians to come here and vote?
I mean, requires kind of a loaded word for that.
For it to be successful doing what it wants to do.
The idea is to get a whole bunch of liberty lovers to the geographic area known as New Hampshire and vote the bastards out. And I've heard start a secession movement.
So
that's how I understand sort of the goals of, or the stated goals of that movement.
The problem with this, as I see it, is that so many libertarians are, in fact, opposed to voting.
Yes.
And I wouldn't vote for a libertarian candidate who promised that they were just going to seize power long enough to abolish the state. You know, that's what communists have always said as they seize power. We're just seizing power temporarily. So that we can establish the paradise that we all want.
There's nothing so permanent as a temporary government program.
Right. And I imagine that would be true of most libertarians as well.
I mean, you know what might get me to vote is if voting to secede from the United States of America were an actual thing. Right.
I would vote in that.
If New Hampshire were in a position where there were enough people here and that particular topic was on the table, you know, an NH exit, if you will, not to be confused with whatever the mayor is doing, where he's trying to rename and renumber the exits off the freeways.
Well, that's happening.
That's a different NH exit. I'm talking about the Brexit equivalent for New Hampshire, where New Hampshire is just declaring itself a sovereign and independent country from the rest of what's known as the United States of America. I might be compelled to vote for that.
That's a good point.
Despite my objection to voting in any other way, shape, or form, really.
I mean, when we talk about voting, are we talking about voting for representatives, or are we talking about voting on referendums and things of that nature? And at what level are these representatives functioning? Because I vote in local elections, because usually I know the people personally that I'm voting for.
Have you... I've worked in an office environment a bunch, and I've seen... I think voting go horribly wrong, just even in an office, you know, sort of workplace environment. You know, something gets put up for vote. Hey, how should we decorate for Christmas this year, right? Something, you know, some human resources person will come up with some ridiculous thing. Oh, yeah, we'll have people vote on it. It'll be fun, right? And it always goes horrifically wrong, right? The results come in, and, you know, whatever's decided is decided, and then they have to make an exception. Like, oh, well, Joey's vegan, so we can't have any, you know, I don't know, you know, reindeer or something, you know.
Right.
They all start making exceptions or changing the winning in some way, shape, or form, you know, even though it was a, quote, fair, unquote, election or voting process, right? There is nothing more stupid on the face of the planet than human beings in large numbers making important decisions.
Agreed wholeheartedly. So, other reasons not to vote.
Wait, we only got through number two, right? Are
yes.
we on three?
Okay. We are going on to three. The act of voting grants legitimacy to the idea that it's acceptable for the majority, the collective, to use the coercive arm of the state to impose their will on the minority using force or threats of force, and for that reason, it's immoral to vote. Now, see, that's where people lose me. I don't think it's immoral to vote. That's like saying, because it matters how you vote, right? It's like saying that shooting a gun is immoral, because you can use a gun to shoot and injure someone, right? You can also use a vote to shoot and injure someone, but that isn't necessarily how you have to use your vote. Their statement that voting is immoral, that includes me going and voting for John McAfee, even though it's getting thrown into the trash. That act by itself is immoral. So they're essentially saying that it's immoral to load a gun and pull a trigger because it's immoral to load a gun pointed at someone's head and pull the trigger.
Yeah, I mean, I think in this particular instance, the article is speaking about people who, you know, vote in sort of a, you know...
But he mentions the act of voting, and that's why I did all of that I just said, because so many people do equate voting to using voting to initiate aggression against people. But one can also vote with their wallet, you know? If voting is immoral, then so is capitalism. Because capitalism is just a system by which people vote with their wallets.
Some people would agree with you.
Most libertarians would not, however.
Isn't capitalism, though, like a term coined by communists?
Yes.
So, like, you know...
Whatever you want to call it.
It's a lot of baggage to unpack.
Okay, then the free market is immoral, then.
I don't see spending my money as a vote, right? I get that it's a euphemism, right? It's like, oh, you can vote with your feet. You can vote with your dollar, right? These are all things that you could, should, and would be able to do in an actual free market that doesn't equate pointing the guns of government at your fellow man to get your way.
Right, because there are different types of voting. There are different types of currency,
right? I mean, yeah. Unless you're exclusively referring to the state-sponsored currency, right? You could vote with your dollar, quote-unquote, just by choosing to use a different currency.
Yes, by using Bitcoin, you can,
for example,
in fact, vote with your wallet against the state. Hopefully by bleeding it dry and letting it dissolve of its own accord. That's what would happen. If everyone switched to cryptocurrency,
yes,
the state would wither away and die.
Yes, and we could ignore them out of existence.
Yeah, we wouldn't have to use aggression. There wouldn't have to be a violent revolution that would just lead to another state. There wouldn't have to be any politicians being beheaded or anything horrific and immoral like that. Just bleed it dry by not using its money.
Yeah.
Other reasons, a non-voter emerges from the electoral process with a clean conscience.
That's me.
Because they can legitimately proclaim that the elected representatives subsequently say and do different things after they gained power. Good Lord, he phrased this so strangely.
Yeah, what he means is...
they're not. The politicians are not doing any of their shenanigans in your name.
Well, and in this day and age of technology... my question for the statist folks is always, why can't I represent myself? Like, I have in my hand right now, I have a device in which I can search, arguably, the sum total of mankind's knowledge at any moment. I can send the value of my labor or my efforts around the world in seconds.
Right.
Right? But for some reason, I'm not... able or capable or allowed to represent me. Why do I need a frickin' to cast a vote for some douchebag that's not gonna do what he says he's gonna do anyway? Why can't I just represent myself when it comes to these matters?
And let's not forget, of course, that politicians are experts in nothing, right? Would you want your doctor to diagnose your automobile? Of course not. Your doctor has a specialty, right? Politicians don't. And yet they're constantly creating legislation that does, in fact, interfere with your automobile, with your cell phone,
oh, yeah,
with your health care, and all these other things that they know nothing about, like the Republican guy who wanted some type of pregnancy to be reimplanted into women or something. I don't know, because it was lunacy from the first place. And then when he gets challenged on it in the House of Representatives, he says, well, I didn't even know what that was. Well, you wrote a bill about it.
No, I believe he said, the quote was, how should I know? I'm not a doctor.
Yes, yes. So just maybe we should have doctors and patients discussing their pregnancy and what the best mechanisms are in their circumstances to deal with that, instead of politicians who admit to knowing nothing about it. And those are the people writing other laws.
And just a side pet peeve of mine is people who refer to politicians as leaders.
Yeah, they're not leaders, they're rulers.
There's a couple of problems that I have with this. But, they are not leaders. If anything, they are con men.
Yeah. A leader is someone you choose to follow. Yeah. A ruler is someone you don't.
Well, and you should follow yourself. Be your own leader.
I would agree entirely, but not everyone is as independent and autonomous. Some people want leaders.
Okay.
To each their own. 855-450-3733. Agreed entirely. More reasons not to force it on people in just a moment.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all.
Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.